Did you get to swim at the Mount Edgecombe High School pool?
We did. It was a beautiful facility.
Yeah.
It's great. It's too bad. We're not going to get to do it again.
The kids were laughing about the concept of fast pool, slow pool. Did it turn out to be either one of those? Or?
Oh, it's a pretty fast pool. Usually it's just about water depth and how wide the lanes are and stuff. So it's beautiful competition pool. Eight lanes. And then they have a separate diving well and zero entry depth deal there. It's a beautiful facility.
Well,
and
it's good to have a review from people who get to use it for one of the few times.
Yeah.
Well, so Southeast Regional Meet, tell me your thoughts overall on the two teams.
We were a little flat on Friday, but we were way better on Saturday, so that the kids that were – especially the new kids who didn't do as well as I'd hoped on Friday, didn't get to make it to Saturday.
Because Friday's the preliminaries.
Right, so Friday's prelims, and then if only the top eight get to swim again the next day. We had a couple of the newer kids get there. We had a few ninth places. That was a heartbreaker.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
By pretty close margins, too? Or
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but then Saturday, especially the seniors, swam really, really well, really well.
Okay.
We had qualified three for state. Peter Kowalski in the 200 and the 500 free. He got third in those against the two guys that'll be in the top three at state. So, yeah, he's seated fifth and seventh or something like that in those races. So he seated pretty well. And then Maria in the 100 fly and the 50 free. And then Maddie Whitethorn in the 100 free and the 50 free. And the 50 frees, they just barely squeaked in. But the other events, they're seated in the middle.
Okay.
They have a pretty solid chance of getting a second swim.
Okay. Making it to finals in the state.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So good for those seniors that they get one more swim at state.
Exactly. Yeah.
They were gunning for that.
And then we had Latham Johnson got a second swim this last weekend in the 100 breaststroke. Kate Bissett got a second swim in the 200 IM and Jaden Perry in the 100 fly. Oh, and Sean Spiegelmeyer, he did well. He swam the 100 fly and the 100 back. He got to finals in the 100 fly and finished in the middle of the pack in the 100 back, both really good swims. He had a really good Saturday.
Okay.
But like everybody else, not a great, but he luckily squeaked in there.
Were there other surprises for your team?
The girls 400 free relay ended up third, mm-hmm. which was nice. They all got a medal for that. Yeah, Kate Bissett and Bryn Lister, who I don't think have ever gotten a medal at regions before, got a medal for that one.
Great. So a couple of the seniors went out on top for that. That's great. All right. And you head up to, I think it's in Bartlett Swimming Pool this weekend with those three. All right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, they're very excited about that, mostly because practices are easy this week.
They're in full taper mode, resting those muscles.
Yes, they are.
Okay. All right. Anything else from this past weekend or what's coming up?
Not that I can think. We have our only home invitational swim meet with the club here the following weekend. So we'll have teams from all over Southeast here with the little guys all the way up to high school age kids.
How many are active in the club right now swimming with all that?
I think we're around 50.
Okay.
But yeah, then we'll bring in another 50 or 60 from out of town. And
be a big weekend of swimming.
It will be a big weekend of swimming.